Christmas indeed is a family event. It is the time to be reunited with our families who probably are living outside of the city, outside of the state, or outside of the country. It is also when we welcome guests or visitors to our home for a short vacation. We exchange gifts as well. Nevertheless, it is the time to commemorate the birth of a king who would bring salvation, who would bring us hope, and who would bring peace to this world. This was the prophecy of Isaiah to the people of Jerusalem. He said, a king would be born to bring light, and his radiance shall shine through the darkness, and his glory shall prevail forever. That radiant light would bring good tidings, and his richness would be overflowing. We read that this promise was made to the Jews. But in today's reading, the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, this promise is also for the Gentiles. Similarly, bringing to them God's plan of salvation that would fulfill through Christ Jesus. Thus, the Jews and the Gentiles shall be co-heirs, members of the body of Christ, co-partner in the promise in Jesus Christ through the gospel. And undeniably today, we heard in the gospel that the wise man or the magi saw a star at its rising, a sign that a king was born. The wise men were the first Gentiles representing the Gentile world to recognize the kingship of Jesus. And so they did homage and brought him the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Like the wise men or the magi, we all are also seekers to a God who give us hope. Hope to ease our pains. Hope to save us from oppression and injustices. And hope to live a life of prosperity, a life of peace, and a life of full of love. However, sometimes hope is already in our hands. It is in front of us, but we barely recognize it. It is like a light that because of its brightness, its brilliance blinded us. Not in the sense that our vision is depleted, but blinded because it is so overflowing, overwhelming, and an extraordinary. Christ is the light. His words and deeds brings overpowering wisdom, exceptional grace, and great wonders that we sometimes can't believe it for the reason that is unbearable. Unbearable because at times we are so guilty that we can't believe that His love can outshine our sins, our faults, that His love is more powerful than sin, and that His love can end sin. Remember when Angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, she was afraid. Not because she was frightened or fearful, but most probably she was overwhelmed by the light of the Word, that she would bore the Son of God to be the chosen one to bear the light. And she gave in to the Word and said her yes. On the other hand, if we allow ourselves to stay away from the light, our hearts and minds will remain in darkness. Unlike Mary, Zechariah was troubled by what he saw. And the gospel said, when the angel Gabriel appeared to him also, fear came upon him. Fear came upon him. And so because of that, he remained doubtful. For he said he was an old man and his wife was advanced in years. And so he remained speechless until the prophecy took place. Darkness remained in his heart. But when it was fulfilled, it was dispelled by the light. It was dispelled by the light. My brothers and sisters, like the wise men or the magi, let us follow the light, the star at its rising, to find Christ and do Him homage, to worship Him, to praise Him, and to give Him thanks. Christ is the light, a light that will bring radiance and will definitely dispel the darkness of our hearts and minds. Christ Jesus will fill us with His love and mercy. He will clear our minds of doubts and uncertainties if we let Him. If we let Him. Like the wise men, let us bring Him the gifts of gold by accepting Him as our Lord and our Savior. Let us bring Him the gift of frankincense, offering Him our prayers and adoration. Let us bring Him the gift of myrrh, sacrificing our selfishness, our egoistic, self-centered self. For the one who is selfless and generous. And lastly, like the wise men, let us prostrate to Christ Jesus, surrendering our will to Him, who only will our good and the good of the church. Let the light of Christ shine in our hearts and minds forever. Let us adore Him, the one who gives justice and peace, the King who rules with freedom and love, the God who has heart for the afflicted, the lowly, and the poor. Christ is the light, the brightest star. He is the way. He is the truth. And He is the life.